Welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast, a production of Idle Tuesday's Recording Studio, an LA-based nonprofit on a mission to influence culture through positive music. Learn more about our services at idletuesdays.com and connect with us on your favorite social media platforms at Idle Tuesdays LA. I'm your host, Emily Hibbard, founder and producer at Idle Tuesdays Recording Studio. The heart and soul of the music industry is right here in our own backyard. So we've reached out to a few of our friends from the four corners of the industry and have invited them to join us right here on the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Over the next few months, you'll be hearing from seasoned musicians, composers, music supervisors, studio owners, music publishers, teachers, professors, influencers, entertainment attorneys, and more. Each guest is unique, works in a different part of the music industry, and will be sharing personal experiences and valuable tips from their distinct perspective. With each of our guests, we hope the Music Industry Insiders Podcast will help paint a vivid picture of the music industry and help answer a few questions you might have as you pursue your career in music. Again, welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Let's get started.
Andrea Driver, along with friend and co-founder Zach Goldstein, are Azusa Pacific University graduates who are working towards launching the Divi app. Geared towards musicians, Divi will offer free social media as well as collaboration features. The app will allow users to submit their music to be viewed by the company's music professionals. The app is still underway and was entered into APU's Zoo Venture, a 10-week program that offers emerging entrepreneurs a chance to create, test, and pitch business plans. Andrea and Zach are currently hosting pop-up events to create hype for the app, including open mic nights, guest artists, and competitions. These pop-up events will travel from Los Angeles to Austin, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and New York. Divi listens to your music and gets you connected to professionals in the industry. What's up, everybody? We are here at the Music Industry Insiders Podcast at the Idle Tuesdays Recording Studio. I'm here with Drea and Zach. Guys, what's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, how are
Welcome
you?
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, you guys. Yeah. So we're going to talk about your app, Divi, today.
Yeah.
Let's just start off. I'll ask you, what is Divi all about for you guys? And what is it for viewers who don't know what the app is?
Basically it's a social media platform that's geared towards musicians, and we get musicians this chance to connect with one each other, and they can have a community or whatnot, but they also get this opportunity to be heard, and they can submit their work to us, and then we have like music professionals that review it and then get them connected into the industry based on, you know, they get put into different tiers of talent basically, and we get them to the people that will help them the most and the best. So it's basically what we're here for, is to really give, you know, unheard musicians or people that don't know somebody or have connections but have this amazing talent, we give them that chance to show that talent, to shine and get plugged in when it's oftentimes very difficult to do so.
And at the ease of your fingertips and not too expensive too.
Because we
want everyone to have a fair chance.
Yeah, that's awesome. Create that platform. How did the idea for Divi, I know we had talked about it a little bit earlier, but tell me a little bit more about how the idea came about.
Yeah. He had a homework assignment. Zach had a homework assignment, and I was really annoyed that he couldn't hang out because of this homework assignment. And so it was basically come up with some business idea or whatever and present it. It was, you know, whatever. And so we started brainstorming, and I'm a musician, so I was just like, what would I want? You know, what would help me the most or whatever, just to like help him brainstorming, just get this thing over with. And then I kind of threw out, you know, the core of it, the foundation, and started bouncing ideas off of each other and kind of developed into this. So
our stupid idea developed into an idea we actually really liked.
Yeah. And we have a good team and whatnot. So
you said you studied, was it software?
Technically my major is computer information systems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how does that kind of play into the development of the app, and how involved are you in that side of it?
Yeah. So we have a team behind us. It's not just me, but I've been a part of developing the app alongside the team, and it's been great. I mean, it's been rough. We kind of just threw ourselves in there type thing and started from scratch. But so far, the app's getting really close to being done, and we've made a lot of progress on it just ourselves. So it's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's super cool. So have you always essentially, when you first started Divi, you guys were talking about kind of, it was a homework assignment originally. How has Divi changed or developed into what it is now from that initial, like, why don't we just make a music app, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually changed a lot. So first of all, the name's changed.
Okay.
Our first name was Ensemble.
Ooh. That was a rough one.
Yeah, so that, and then we came up with a bunch of other terrible names.
Bank Composed was one.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of different ones.
Some sad things. But I mean, I think we spent like a good like 2 or 3 weeks, like everybody on our team brainstorming for this name. And at the end of it, we had like different polls. I think we had like 5 different times that everybody voted. And then we're like, nah, that's not it. No. And then we finally landed on Divi, and everybody on our team really likes it. But every time somebody sees it new, they say D-V-V-Y. But it's Divi. I just want to clarify.
Everyone always thinks it's an acronym.
But, yeah.
Yeah. It's really just Divi. And the concept of it is supposed to be that we're divvying it up. We're divvying up music. We're dividing it out and bringing it where it needs to go and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, so we're divvying up the talent basically into different, you know, where they need to be and how they can get to where they want to be.
Yeah.
That's rad.
And then what else? A lot. I feel like a lot has changed.
So much. I think the original concept has changed a lot too. It was originally about collaboration mostly. About like wanting to create a community and, you know, what that looks like. And there are some apps out there that you can do that with. But then we started realizing like more of a problem is not so much collaboration, but more realistically that people can't get plugged in. You know, it's all about who you know. Mm. And I would say a fair amount of musicians out there don't know anybody, you know?
Yeah. So who you know or how much money you have.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we want to fix both of those issues with one app. And we still do have collaboration features and social network features, and we still want to create that community. So we kind of built off of it more than just change the original idea, but kind of just built off of it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's super cool. So tell me a little bit about your experience with pitching Divi. I know you guys did Zooventure, and what was that like, that process of like coming together with like treatments and pitching it all? Like, what was that like?
We're not good speakers. That's not our thing. We both, like, I'm graph design and he was computer information systems. So we both, you know, spend most of our time sitting at a screen, looking at the screen, doing things on a screen, and then talking to people is just not second nature. So
our pitch deck looked really good, but
our pitch deck was gorgeous. If you need a pitch deck, let me know. But it was a learning experience for sure. A lot of practice and stress. But it was really, I think, very exciting, too, because we got to meet a lot of people through it and learn a lot through it.
Yeah.
A lot about what a business looks like. Again, like, we're not business people, and so we had to kind of learn as we go, like, what even is a pitch deck? What does that look like? So it was really quite the process. And we made it to finals of Zooventures, which was really exciting, considering our lack of experience in that regard. So it was really nice because we did have some really amazing people come up to like with us, and you know, we had people on our sides that were teaching us and helping us grow and mature and shift through the experience. So it was really quite amazing in hindsight.
Yeah, definitely a lot of work, but we got a lot out of it for sure.
Definitely.
And I feel like a lot of our app developing and the business developing was through that. And through the process of doing that too.
Yeah. What are some things that other like mentors at Zooventures or professors, what are some things that they like had brought to your attention that you're like, oh my gosh, wasn't even thinking about that in terms of like the business side and like covering all of your bases? What are some of like some really like potent like pearls, I guess, of like wisdom that you got from that experience that you wouldn't have thought of like before any of that?
I'd say the first thing that kind of stumped us was a lot of our mentors were talking about how scalable is your app, and that's something that's I feel like is really important in any business, in any industry really, is how is your business, is your idea scalable, and we definitely filled the hole, filled the gap in, as we went through Z-Ventures and talked with our mentors and stuff. But that was definitely a big hole in the beginning because we didn't really think about it. Like if we have so many people, you know, submitting songs to us, how are we going to handle that many things?
Yeah.
And it was a big, like, oh no, like yeah. in the beginning, for sure. But that's definitely the first thing that comes to my mind.
Right. We had that. And like a big problem with it too, is how do we do that ethically? Because our big thing is be heard, right? Like that's our tagline. That's what we really want to stand by. And a lot of times I think companies will, you just create like kind of a robot that just goes through and filters things out. And we want to make sure that everybody does actually get heard by a real human that like actually cares about what they're doing. And if we, you know, if we grow to the place that we would like to be, we're looking at an unfathomable amount of submissions on a daily basis. And how do we, you know, get the manpower to actually listen to those as they come in? So it's really an important question that came up, and it was really nice to be able to figure that out. Another point was finances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you know, you kind of like, oh yeah, like finances. It's like, oh, we'll figure that out. Like, no, that really needs to be figured out before you actually spend any money. So that was something that I've had to learn. I haven't taken math since high school, so I figured that out, and I learned how to use a calculator again. It was good. All good things.
When you're talking about like the music professionals, what is your guys' vision for the music professionals who are going to be listening and who are going to be, you know, participating and divvying up these musicians and whatnot? Yeah.
Well, basically, we would like to start with just one tier of professionals, basically, and it would be like graduates from schools with basically like some kind of music degree that they have knowledge, that they know what sounds good, they know what sounds like talent, and they're aware of, you know, okay, this person can't hit a note, unfortunately, so they can't really go to this, you know, whatnot. And then we want to have a second group of people that review now the ones that have been pushed forward. So we're going to start with, you know, potentially thousands of submissions, and then it gets cut down to, okay, we only have now 1,000 submissions that we want to see, you know, where the real talent lies and what that looks like. And so we want to have a tier of people that maybe aren't in the industry anymore, that are older, that have a lot of expertise, that maybe were artists or producers, owned record labels, whatnot.
People that are trusted in the industry.
Yeah.
We want our second tier to really be like people in the music industry know, okay, Divi's trustworthy because, you know, they have so-and-so on their tier reviewing people. Yeah. Dre and I don't have like credentials, or, you know, who are we to say who's good or not?
We're 20. So we're not.
Yeah, we want to make sure that it's people that actually have experience in the industry and have some sort of say, or they're what they're saying is actually valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like a reputation, and we want quality to come from our company. We don't want to produce like, they're fine. You know, like we want people that come from our company, the talent that we produce, that we're able to say, hey, look, this person's really talented. We want it to be like of the highest quality possible. And the only way to do that is to have people that know what that looks like, to know what that is. And so that's really what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's super cool. Well, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Drea and Zach.
Urban Vinyl Headphones is our sponsor. We're here with Christian, one of the founders. Now, Christian, there's plenty of plastic headphones out there. What makes Urban Vinyl different?
So first off, we don't use plastic. The Urban Vinyl Classics are handcrafted with mahogany wood that both enhances the audio quality and looks.
I wear the Classics for hours here in the studio. My ears never hurt. What's the secret?
Our headphones have an oval-shaped design and memory foam padding, so they are super comfortable for mixing and casual listening.
I'm no audio expert, but these do sound pretty great.
You could get any plastic headphone, but with the Urban Vinyl Classics, each pair is just as unique as its wood grain.
Get your pair of the Classics at urbanvinyl.org. And remember, use promo code Tuesdays to get 15% off.
Alrighty, we are back in the studio with Zach and Drea. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
We're talking about Divi, the app, the music app, and you guys are doing some pop-up events, right?
Yes.
So you guys want to tell us a little bit about what that is like and what that entails?
Yeah. So our first event just recently passed. We did it at Azusa Pacific University. It was in an outdoor amphitheater, and each event will be a little bit different in itself. This event was basically a real life version of our app. People paid $8.99, which is what you'll pay to submit on our app, and they paid $8.99 to perform actually in a competition, and the winner got half of our proceeds and the other half went to charity. So that was one of the concepts we have, but each pop-up event will have kind of their own concept to help musicians and help them get more insight in the industry or help them be heard, things like that. If you want to expand.
We want our musicians to be able to experience what they'll get from the app before it comes out. Because right now, you know, we're still developing it. So we're trying to hype this. We want people to realize, like, this is going to be good for musicians and we really care about our musicians. So because every event will be different, it'll be a different opportunity for every musician. So if you're a musician and you want to come to all of our events, you'll get something different. You'll get something new.
That's cool.
And you'll leave with something that you may not have known before. You'll leave with, you know, cash prize, or you'll leave with, you know, whatnot. So that's really our intent. And we actually want to take these across the states. So right now we're focusing in LA, but eventually want to move on to Austin, Nashville, DC, and New York. So those are, you know, down the line what we're looking at. So those are things to look forward to with that regard.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. We have our next event coming up actually on July 16th. And this one will be a little bit different. We're going to have an artist, Vocal Few. They're going to be playing a concert. And then after the concert, there's going to be the lead singer. He's also the lead singer of The Classic Crime, if anyone's heard of them. And he works for Bad Christian Media. And he is going to be talking about just the whole industry and just giving a lot of insight on the music industry and his record label and marketing and things like that. And then throughout the event, we'll be selling drinks and everything will go to charity, everything that we sell, which is pretty cool. So,
yeah, we're super excited to have them. We're really honored to be working with them. They're extremely talented, and unbelievably experienced in the industry. So it's something that we're really excited about, and for our audience to be able to come and learn something about what it looks like from, you know, the inside of a recording, you know, label and what that, you know, what that means for them as musicians, because he acts as both. I think he's marketing, he does A&R,
he does a lot,
and he's very good at what he does. So we're really, really honored. And so that's coming up. It's going to be in LA. It's called The Work Bar is where it's going to be at. And so I think it's a Monday night. So
yeah, July 16th.
It ends early for those who have work in the morning. Ends at 9.
Nice. And how did that connection get made? How did you guys
kind of shot for the stars?
So we've just been reaching out to a lot of artists that we personally listen to, a lot of artists that we like and like what they stand for. Mm-hmm. And we're just kind of going for it, just reaching out to them, telling them, you know, who we are, what we're trying to do, and asking if they want to be a part of some of our events and things like that, and Vocal Few was pretty open to it. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
They're actually really, really nice about it, and extremely flexible and willing to work with us, and that was really exciting. So it's fun to make new connections. We're big, long-time fans, so it took a lot of us not to fangirl when they responded to our email. We're like, okay, don't jump up and down. Like, breathe through it. But
that's cool. Shout out to Bad Christian.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So you talked about going to different places like Nashville, New York.
Mm-hmm.
What is your timeline on that, and are you hoping that the app will be out by then? Are you hoping that that's going to continue to, like, be marketing in terms of hype? What is your thoughts and kind of development for all of those pop-ups?
We're looking at doing that within the next couple of years. Right now we want to pace ourselves. We don't want to, you know, jump in and then drown. We want to be able to, you know, stay steady and be strong in our approach and actually offer something that our audience will desire or want to go to. So it's going to start, I think, a little bit slower, and then we want to pick up the pace. So we're looking at the first couple of years. So probably next 2 years, we'll probably be doing it. And then we expect the app to launch before we complete doing the series of pop-ups. And that way, you know, we can allow our users to be using the app while attending our pop-ups and marketing and whatnot that way, and reaching people that, you know, may not be easily reached through other forms of marketing. So that's I think the game plan right now, but we're not trying to set any limits on ourselves. We're not trying to set any, you know, unbelievable goals. We just want to be smart and reach the right people. We want to reach musicians that care, and we want people that know that we care. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with that.
That's cool. When you think of like your ideal, the ideal person who's going to be using Divi, who is that person to you? What does that person look like?
Yeah. I'd say really, really anyone that, that likes music, anyone that plays music, anyone that has a passion for it. And anyone that wants to connect with others and further their career, and it's something that they really care about.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily for a specific type of person. Mm-hmm. Just really any, we want everyone to have an equal chance of being heard.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, and just to expand a little bit on that, examples of the demographics that we might want to reach, like in our pitch, this is actually what we started with, is telling our stories. So for me, like I say that when I was younger, I wanted to be, you know, this big star and, you know, play my little guitar and the songs that I wrote and whatever, like, you know, like every kid across the world wants to do. And that's really not realistic to just, wow, I'm famous. Like, it doesn't really happen. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that, like, regardless of your talent, it's really hard to be, you know, 11 years old and somebody to take you seriously. And on the flip side, like, if you want to tell a story about your dad.
Yeah, yeah. My dad is a huge musician. He loves music. And he's been a musician his whole life. He's been in tons of different bands and even made a full CD, worked at a record store, all kinds of stuff in the industry. But in the end, he's, you know, it still was difficult to get where he wanted to go. So we just want to help really anyone, you know, from a range of demographics to be able to have an easier shot at getting where they want to be.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's super cool. It's so, and for you guys, I think it's pretty safe to say that there's a big drive coming from the app, just for like caring for like people and wanting them to be heard and wanting them to give them the platform, would you say, to like be heard and really like hopefully have a shot. That's something that they may never have had a chance at if they didn't have that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
We know so many people that are so talented, but they don't have the right tools or the right connections to make it in the industry, and we wanna fill that gap.
That's rad. So, I guess you may or may not have answered this question already, but one of my questions was if you guys had any experience with app design and kind of that whole aspect of Divi before you guys started the project?
Well, as a graphic designer, I mean, I was educated on how to do UI UX, which is what goes into app design, which is its user interface and user experience is what that stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that, like, I've never actually applied to using with an app, but I've learned a lot about. And actually, my passion while I was in school was actually interior design, so I never really took it seriously. And then we started doing this, and I was like, well, actually, like, this is, you know, I have this ability, I have this, you know, education behind me, and I can focus that on Divi. So for me, that was a new endeavor, but I love doing it, and I love researching. There's a lot of psychology behind it, which is really fascinating, the way that you actually utilize an app and, you know, what's most accessible and, you know, the way that your brain works and convenience and everything that goes into it. So it's been a really amazing experience for me. So for me, it was kind of like, yeah, I had this foundation, but I kind of dove in and was able to learn from it as I went. And then I don't know if you want to take on your
side. Yeah, I've been into the tech world for quite some time, since I was a lot younger. It's always been something I've been interested in, and I'm actually the co-founder of an app development studio called Golden Castle Studios that I started with one of my good friends that I've known since kindergarten, actually.
Wow.
So we started that a while back and made a game called Surge Shock, Right now, we never actually got it to be on iPhones, but it is on the Mac App Store and iPad App Store. So I've been involved in the app industry for a little bit. I've had some prior experience. And then the team behind us, we have other people that have had experience developing apps and stuff, and it's been super helpful.
Yeah, we have a very extremely talented team, so it's been a huge blessing as we've gone through this. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, is that exciting for you guys to be working and collaborating in that kind of team aspect and kind of creating and bouncing ideas off of each other and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really nice to be able to do that from the start when we started, 8 months ago or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere around there.
It's in November, September.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's been really helpful to bounce ideas off of, just like you were saying, instead of just off of two different people, it's so nice to be able to come to, before a bunch of people and say, all right, let's figure this out, It's a lot less intimidating.
A lot of times it's been SOS, help us. But yeah, the way you said it was really nice too.
That's a good point, because what have you guys throughout this process, it almost seems like it's inevitable for any entrepreneur that they're going to face challenges and problems. Has there been any big problems when you guys have been wow, what are we doing? We are feeling okay, maybe this is too big. And if so, how have you pushed through that and, gotten past that?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been hard. There have been moments where Dre and I kind of looked at each other should we keep doing this? And, we're at the point right now where we're moving forward. It doesn't matter what we feel one day or another. We want this to be a thing, and we think that there's a place for it. But there's definitely been moments where everyone loves to tell us hey, that sounds just like this, and they give us something else, another platform or something. And our initial thing is oh no, did we not notice this? And then it kind of discourages you. But every time we kind of start doing research and we're nah, this isn't really what we're trying to do. There's been moments here and there, but
yeah, I would say in terms of what we've actually battled against, more than just that emotional battle that Zach spoke of. There have been some technical things that we've needed to, go through, and how the app's going to lay out and what we want to include, features, pricing, things like that, which gets very complicated. And how do we simplify? So that's something that I think we've battled actually with a lot, is how do we tell people about this? Because it's not really something that's out there. It's not really something that's, in existence. And so when we say it, now we have it down to okay, it's an app or whatever, and this is how it works. When we first started, it was a 10-minute monologue, and people would glaze over, and it was not good. It was really bad. But so that's something too that I think has been a big problem actually, is how do we simplify? How do we reach people? How do we get our points across in a very efficient manner? So that's been something too that I think has been a big challenge in learning, and even more so than any of the business stuff, because the business stuff we can call people and ask, hey, you've done this, how does this work? And it is all very circumstantial, but it's something that we've had people that are knowledgeable and being able to help us through. But the explaining it and learning how to communicate that way is, I think, more difficult than any of that we've had to deal with.
Yeah, I'd say there's been some stuff in the development of the software itself too, where we're kind of we had this great idea, we have Andrea's UI UX, to go off of, and this is how we're developing it. And we get into it and we're like, wow, this is really difficult. like working with just a team of all of us don't have tons of experience developing apps. So we kind of are just throwing ourselves into it. And sometimes it's just whoa, I don't know if we'll be able to do this. But we just got to push through it. And, we've gotten through each of those situations so far. So it's encouraging now that we're at the point we're at now that we can kind of do anything, even if it seems difficult, just keep going, keep moving forward.
That's awesome. That's cool. So I'm going to put you on the spot now. You got to be clear.
Oh no.
So if you're going to, essentially somebody kind of knows a little bit about the app.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out? What sticks out? What is unique and special about Divi that you can't find anywhere else?
Absolutely. So what is most, I think, standout about Divi is that we allow for our musicians to submit their work to us in a sample for $8.99 per submission. So that's something that we really want to emphasize, is that, you know, there's something called Taxi, is a company that does something very similar, that they allow musicians to, you know, get connected or whatnot, but it's very expensive to do it. Very, very expensive. And they put you with, you know, in front of professionals, and they help you out, but it's not reachable to those who don't have the budget for it, basically. And so that's something that we feel really strongly about, is reaching everybody. Like $8.99 you spend on, you know, coffee and a bagel in the morning. Like it's very minimal. And it's per submission. So you don't have to submit. You don't ever have to submit. But if it's something that you are interested in doing, you can submit to us 1,000 times, and you can submit to us 3 times and 1 time and never. And that's something that's really important that we want our users to know, is that that's not something that's out there right now, that we're giving this extremely inexpensive opportunity to everybody. And if you have what it takes, then it takes $8.99 for you to get heard by somebody that can get you to being the next pop star, to being, you know, in the reggae scene, to being in rap and whatnot. So that's something that really stands out about us. And there's a lot of features. So
yeah, I'd say the next biggest thing that kind of goes along with the whole submission aspect is our corporate tools as well. There's no other platforms that really have tools for, you know, record labels, venues, publishing companies, just anyone looking for new talent, to be able to go on there and see a pre-approved list of, hey, these people are probably pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's verified by music professionals. It's not, they don't have to just go to YouTube and, you know, sift through videos and things like that. If they want to look for talent, it's just much quicker, much easier. And then there's other tools that they can use as well on our app. And I don't think, from our research, many other platforms really have that.
They do, some of them do have corporate, but not to the extent that we do, for sure. And they definitely don't get the opportunity that they do with our app. They don't get to, you know, scroll through and see a bunch of talent that's been pre-approved for them to choose between, and for them to be able to sign and be able to talk to and connect with. And it's really actually breaking that barrier, because I know a lot of, you know, specifically like record labels get thousands of submissions all the time. They get people mailing them their portfolios or their, you know, albums or whatever, EP, whatnot. And it just gets tossed in the trash at the end of the day, because it's so overwhelming for them to go through. And they don't have to go through it unless they go on their phone and they choose to do so. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on, is making that convenient for everybody involved. It's making it easier for the musician to get plugged in, and it's making it easier for the record labels or other, you know, talent scouters to be able to find the talent and to find good talent, because that's something that's so, you have to sift through a lot to find it.
Yeah. It really bridges the gap between the amateur musician and the music professional.
That's cool. That's really cool. All right. So, you've been working on Divi now for 8 months?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there, yeah.
What has been the most rewarding part of this journey so far for you guys?
Definitely at the pop-up, meeting musicians, people that submitted, you know, hey, can I sign up for the competition? And we had no idea who they were, you know, like, this could be bad, like, could be really scary. Yeah. And, you know, we were kind of just like, you know, let's shoot for it. It's our first pop-up, and we were just like, let's give somebody the stage. They don't have to be good. Even if they're not good, we're giving them this chance, right? And that's what it's about. And so then when we got there, of course, every musician was just amazing. And on top of that, it was just being able to give them the stage and talk to them. And, you know, they had a crowd, and they were kind of like lighting up at this like ability to be able to reach people that they've never reached, and have like a crowd clap for them and things like that. And it was just like uplifting for us to see that, because, like, you know, we've been sitting at computers and planning this and planning this and planning this, but there's never been any like, hey, we're putting this in front of people. So I think that was, for me at least, like a huge, you know, moment of just like, wow, like this could actually like make a difference for people. And it did, at least a little bit, within just one pop-up event.
Yeah. And specifically, kind of expanding off that, specifically talking to the musicians as well, telling them, you know, what we are, what we stand for, and just hearing them go, you know, wow, that sounds really cool, like, and kind of agreeing with us that it is an issue, it is really difficult to make it in the industry, and hearing that, just kind of validating our idea, and hearing people go like, hey, we want to work with you, like, we believe in you, and we're like, well, we believe in you, you're super talented, like, just kind of that mutual,
like, bow down. Like, oh no.
Yeah, so that kind of like mutual like respect for each other and validation of our product, I think that was the most rewarding, probably. I'd have to agree with you, Jordan.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
That's cool. So where do you guys hope to see Divi 5 years from now?
I mean, I want to be, you know, on a yacht someplace, because it's just fantastically taken off and, you know, millions of users. But realistically, I think that it realistically, we would like to have, you know, a few hundred thousand users and have that community really built and people who are involved really loving being involved. Mm-hmm. And really just focusing on that. We're not trying to go really fast. We're trying to just take it slow and do things right and reach the people that need to be reached. I don't know. Where do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, as much as that would be awesome too, like, it's really not about the money,
though. It's not, you know, at like, all. It's really not.
I think, yeah, in the next 5 years,
kind of, a little bit.
I mean, I need a job, so.
Yeah, I mean, we need to live.
Ideally.
But really, I think in the next 5 years, if we could accomplish creating a community and nothing else within the next 5 years, mm-hmm. that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing that at least I would like to see.
Yeah.
Is just having that community built, and then from there we can figure out how to make more money or things like that if we need to. But just having a community of musicians that respect each other, or just having like the Divi community being a trustworthy community of musicians and professionals, all mixed. If we could create that would be awesome.
Yeah. Totally. That's super cool. Okay, I got one more question for you guys, and then I'm gonna let you plug whatever you got going on or coming up. But entrepreneurs out there, if they're trying to start their own app or they're trying to start their own business, what words of wisdom would you have? From each of you to them?
Yeah. I would say the first thing that comes to my mind is networking. That's such a huge thing. Even if you're shy and you don't like talking to people, you got to get yourself out there. You got to talk to whoever you can. You got to make connections, make partnerships, you know, find people that are interested in your idea. And that's just huge. I mean, I don't think we wouldn't be sitting here, for sure. We wouldn't be sitting here on this podcast if we didn't branch out and talk to people and just try to get as many people listening to us as possible. That's just huge. So that would be my number one thing.
I'm going to steal advice from someone that recently gave this to me. His name's Will. He's an amazing person.
Shout out to Will.
No, yeah. He basically, we were just asking him for his take, because he's an entrepreneur and a very good one at that and very successful. And he told us that it's going to be lonely. It's something that is very lonely, and it's something that a lot of people don't understand, and it's okay. Like, you have to be okay with that, and you have to push through the days that are going to feel like, okay, like, I, you know, don't live life the way that everybody else does, and I don't do things exactly the same way that everybody else does. And that has been very real for us especially within the last few weeks, I think. As it's become more and more like, okay, we're very serious about this and we need to keep pursuing, and everybody around us, you know, goes to work 9 to 5 and that's their life and they love it and that's fantastic. But then we're in a place where it's a little lonely. It's a little bit like, well, what am I doing? You know, and you get down on yourself, and it's the ability to push through that is just insane, and it's very difficult to do. But as an entrepreneur, if you have these goals, if you have these dreams, it's worth it. Like, it is worth it to push through it. And giving up is always going to be failure, right? So push until you succeed.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck on your guys' app.
Thank you.
Here's your chance. Plug anything you got going on, anything you got coming up, pop-ups, whatever it is. Let our viewers know where they can find you and what you got going on.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely follow us on Instagram at DivvyItUp, D-V-V-Y, ItUp. We post on Instagram a lot, and you'll stay updated on there for sure.
We say cool things. We're kind of the coolest. You should follow
basically.
Us. Yeah, basically. Yeah, you're missing out. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
And if you like Twitter or Facebook, it's the same thing too, at Divvy It Up. And then our website is divvyitup.com. If you go to divvyitup.com/events, you'll be able to see our most upcoming, or all of our upcoming events. You'll be able to see more information and ticketing information for our July 16th event down in LA with Vocal Few. So definitely check that out. And please subscribe to our email list on our website, because that will be the number one way to get the most recent and inside scoop on what we're doing.
Absolutely. And if you want to just help us out because you think we're cool, which I think we're cool, but it's fine. But if you want to just help us out, like subscribing to an email would be unbelievably helpful, because we can use that data as we approach investors and show that we do have a following and that we're able to make a difference, even though we don't have the app ready yet. So if that's something that you want to do, just a small way to help us out is just put your little email in our thing, and we promise not to be annoying. So
yeah. And if you're a musician or an artist looking to you have interest in working with us, shoot us an email, go on our website and shoot us an email for sure.
We're usually up, so if it's like 3 a.m., you'll be hearing from us real quick.
right on. All righty. Well, Divvy It Up, the app, you can shoot them an email. Check out their website, all their social media. They got some awesome stuff coming up. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah. Really, really appreciate it.
Zach and Drea, Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
The Music Industry Insiders Podcast is a production of Idle Tuesday's Recording Studio, an LA-based nonprofit founded by Emily Hibbard and under the direction of board members Dennis Lamar, Brenda Epperson, Matt Barnes, and Henry Alonzo. Today's podcast has been produced by Sarah Gonzalez, Anthony Grant, and Mel Gonzalez, recorded by Julia Antonio and Natalie Chan, and edited by Connor Haddon. Thanks again for joining us today. Tune in next time for another insightful episode of Music Industry Insiders.